It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Morning, everybody, and a happy Thursday to you. I am not Casey Miller. I'm his substitute host for today on County Connections, Claire Hall. You may recall that many, many years ago, this radio station was my workplace home, and so it's always good to be back in the saddle again, and it's always good to be able to have a chat with an important colleague and a dear friend, Cinda Bruce. Cinda, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
And the reason I have asked you here is because for many years now, you have been the director of the Lincoln County Transit District. And, you know, going back, I mentioned my days in radio here, and we had lunch recently, and you were reminiscing about the days when I would interview you here, and I said, want to do it again? I'm filling in as host for County Connections for a while. And Cinda, being the upbeat, positive person she is, just said, of course. So I am glad you're here. Could we maybe start off with just, if heavens forbid, let's imagine somebody brand new has come to Lincoln County and they ask about public transit. Can you give us just some idea of the scope of the program, how widely is it used, that kind of thing?
Sure. I'm going to talk a little bit about pre-COVID and post-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to get in here that Lincoln County Transit has recently received 7 new buses. And we are doing a great job of making sure that they're sanitized so that people can have a safe and fun ride with us.
And you're covering all points in Lincoln County, basically, and even connecting with our neighboring counties.
We do. We provide transportation in all 7 incorporated areas of the county and the areas in between. We have intercommunity services that run from Yahats to Newport, 4 round trips daily, Monday through Saturday. We have our North County run, which operates 7 days a week. That run is a little longer. We actually do about 16 hours a day on that run. East County, we have 2 services that operate East County, the East County Bus and the Blue Line. The Blue Line is funded by the Confederated Tribe of Siletz Indians, which we have a great partnership with. We also have dial-a-rides in both Lincoln City and Newport, and city circulars in Newport and Lincoln City.
Also widely known as the Loop Buses.
That's correct, our Loop Buses.
Yay.
And we have our Costa Valley Express, which goes from Newport to Corvallis and on over to Albany to meet up at the Amtrak station. I have some great news about our Costa Valley Express service.
What's that?
Prices have been reduced.
Oh.
The old prices were $10 over to Corvallis and Albany. The reduced prices are $5 to Corvallis and $6 over to Albany. So it's it isn't cost prohibitive. People can, go over for a day and, mm-hmm. and enjoy themselves and get back.
Sweet. Very nice. So we're a couple of minutes away from our first break. And do you mind if we talk just a little bit about you personally? You're a county native, correct?
I am. I was actually born in Newport.
Oh, cool.
I didn't make it too far except for to do a little schooling.
Mm-hmm.
But I've worked for Lincoln County Transit since it was the Council on Aging.
Oh, wow. And that's going
I've
back.
I've been here since 1988, which puts about 34 mm-hmm. years under my belt.
And how many of those years as transit director?
Since 1997.
Oh, wow. So You're coming up on an important anniversary next year. That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes, we've grown a lot.
Oh, amazingly. Yeah. When you said Council on Aging, that triggers my memory before the Transit District was created. Didn't they initially only have like one bus that would rotate around and, you know, like Monday would be Newport, Tuesday would be Toledo, and so on and so on?
That's right. They had one bus that would do one day a week in each area of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a standard bus, and it wasn't even accessible.
Oh,
if you can imagine that.
Well, the 1980s, it seems like yesterday for some of us, but really, that's a considerable time ago. Well, we are coming up on the need for a break. It's 9:11. You're listening to County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH, and we'll be right back. It is 9:14, and we're back with more of County Connections, and I want to take just a moment to let you know that my guest on next week's program will be Health and Human Services Director Jane Romero. This week, we are talking with Cinda Bruce, Director of the Lincoln County Transit System, and you know, we talked right before the break about the absolute steady growth of the transit district. And one thing I've really been impressed with, Cinda, in your leadership, that you don't add to new services to the existing services unless you're all but certain that it's going to be financially sustainable over the long term.
That's correct. In my decades here with the district, I've never had to reduce services. So there was a short time in the beginning of COVID when people were very concerned. Numbers were getting high over in Lynn and Benton County, higher than Lincoln County, and we did suspend services for a short time. We did not want to take the chance of being the program that, you know, was bringing COVID into our county. So we were very careful. We reduced services for a few months and brought it back when we felt safe that our customers would be okay.
Well, that's very good. And yet COVID continues to impact the transit system as it does so many other, you know, virtually all things and programs and people. And I understand you've got an opportunity, you've got funding for a further service expansion, but there's a hitch to that. So give us that story, please.
So I would really encourage anybody who's interested in driving. Hopefully they have a CDL, but if not, we're working on some programs that could help with that. To apply for a position with Lincoln County Transit, we would love to have some new drivers on our team. We've recently raised our starting wages for our on-call positions to $18.09 an hour. There's also some incentives as far as hours driven that, you know, we could
more benefits.
Yes, to add more benefits for our on-call people. And there's approximately 70 hours worth of service that we're unable to provide enhancements. Some of those would be Sunday service in South County from Yahats to Newport. That would bring that up to 7 days a week, and it's really needed for our folks needing to get to the Central Coast for their jobs and other things.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an East County run, a Blue Line, which serves Toledo, Siletz, Newport, and on up to Lincoln City. We would love to start Sunday service on that route, but our like our full mill deal is a city circular in Walport.
Ah.
The community is so excited about it, and we've been working on a bus hub station down there for many years through the planning process, design. Our documents are now at the FTA for approval, and we'll start getting that hub built up. It's going to have a bus shelter, a trash receptacle, and even a bike repair station.
Nice.
So, yeah, we like to go multimodal. We have the bike racks on our buses, and we encourage people to utilize those as well. Maybe they need to get somewhere, and then they want to just ride their bike around, and then they can hop back on the bus to get home.
Sweet. You know, in my hazy memory, I seem to recall when you first added the bike racks that the customer demand for them was way more than you had initially anticipated, people wanting to reserve places and that kind of thing.
Yes, not only that, but trying to get to the bus before it hits the first stop to make sure their bike gets on it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there. It seems to have, they're very well utilized.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
But yeah, there's not quite the push and pull on it. People are getting used to it. We've went from two bike racks to three bike rack stations to ease some of that pain.
Great. So other than COVID, let's talk about your thoughts maybe on some of the challenges facing the district right now. And then after that, we'll take another break and be back with more. But first, other challenges for the district besides COVID?
You know, truly, as is with most businesses, not only in our community, but across the nation, staffing.
The recruitment and retention.
Staffing is just truly a huge, you know, we get a lot of our, like our on-call drivers who are retired and they just want something to keep them busy. But, you know, at some point, you know, people, they're really ready to retire and have their own time.
Sure.
And we have to respect that. But it does leave a gap.
Mm-hmm.
And with public transit, it's not like, oh, we can forward the phone over here and they can take care of it. You know, there
right.
has to be somebody in the seat and driving the buses.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about self-driving cars, and there are some prototypes on the road around the country, but do you think we'll ever see self-driving buses?
They're actually doing pilot projects on that.
Oh, fascinating.
I don't anticipate seeing those in Lincoln County in my tenure here.
Okay. But it's interesting the way technology is advancing.
It's amazing.
Let's take one more break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. More of County Connections with Our guest today, Cinda Bruce, Lincoln County Transit. Three of the stations in the Yaquina Bay Broadcasting Network providing coverage up and down Lincoln County and beyond. And Claire Hall, your guest host for County Connections, my guest this morning, Cinda Bruce. And Cinda, we've got a few more minutes. Let's acknowledge your predecessor as Transit System Director, especially since she was there at the very founding of the district and guided it through its early years. And I know she was your friend and mentor and a friend to me. Norma Duval.
Norma Duval.
Thoughts about Norma?
Oh,
and working with her and just
very fond memories. I'm still close with Norma. I actually would not be where I'm at today without
Casey.
Norma Duval.
Oh.
Norma brought me in under her wing as a volunteer.
Oh, wow.
And I volunteered for the program for a full year, pretty much full time. And when a position opened, I was able to to become an employee of the Council on, well, actually I was a county employee working for the Council on Aging. Norma, through her great mentoring, assisted me in learning how to do grant writing, which is a huge part of our program. Like, we get a huge percent of our funding through grant writing. Not as much as we used to, because with the statewide transportation improvement program funding, the STIF funds, that's where we have the money to do all these enhancements, mm-hmm. but the staffing, we lack the staffing to implement.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I mean, if 10 years ago I had asked you, if I'd said, Cinda, how can we get more service? You would have said, you know, it's a matter of funding, right?
Yes.
But now it's the kind of ironic situation that you have the funds, but don't have the people to, you know, implement the program yet. But hopefully that's going to change in the coming months.
We are so ready for some new team members.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to work.
Mm-hmm.
We have great staffing.
Mm-hmm.
We have good safe equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We are sanitizing not only our buses, but our bus shelters to ensure the safety of our customers, so our team can be proud of the things we're doing to keep the COVID levels down. Masks are required on our buses through executive order through the state. We mandate the mask use, but then the mask use is mandated throughout the county and the state. So I think people know that, and they're doing a good job of complying.
Yeah, I'd say, for the most part, I'm speaking more broadly about when I'm out in public, you see a whole lot of people masked. Unfortunately, too many of them leave their nose exposed, which, you know, I saw a Facebook meme that said, come on, people, don't you realize that the nose is connected to your mouth? And, you know, it doesn't take this long to diaper train a baby. But, you know, like everything, there's some prompts, there's some, I don't know, it's just part of our times right now.
Well, we try very hard to make sure that people maintain wearing their masks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our drivers, they scan the mirror like mm-hmm. they're supposed to. If they see someone with their mask off, they respectfully ask them to put it back on. It's not a program decision. It's a mandate.
Right. So we've got maybe, I don't know, a minute and a half left. And Cinda, I was just thinking during our last break about how I think you're passion for providing transportation to the people of Lincoln County is very evident. And just would you want to reflect a bit on why you're so passionate about this work?
Well, you know, my heart is really with our senior and more vulnerable populations. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't care about everybody, because I do, but I understand the barriers that those populations have. And I like to find ways to alleviate the barriers. Also to medical access. We actually work with the hospital foundations and the tribe to get funding mm-hmm. so that we can offer medical access passes at no cost to those needing, you know, mm-hmm. Transportation to medical. There's no reason why people in Lincoln County cannot get to medical appointments. So,
very good point. Well, as we were talking about before the program, we have indeed run out of time. But Cinda, thank you so much for being my guest on County Connections today.
Thank you for having me, Claire. Maybe we can do it again.
Sure. Thank you all for listening to County Connection. And next week, my guest will be Jane Romero, the director of the county's Health and Human Services Department.